Hello, 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 everybody. This is Dr. Nadine, and welcome to January 2022. What a glorious time to be on the earth and to be participating with this amazing group of beings that each of us have welcomed into our hearts, the animal kingdom, the animal queendoms, all of these grand beings that say, "We want to show you something. We want to show you something." And that something that is being put in front of us today is this topic of unconditional love. Unconditional love. And what's really interesting in the animal kingdom is they do not have a television. They do not have people who tell them, "I will love you if." Between the animals themselves, there is no conversations like that. Yet in the human world, we are exposed to visual stimulation, audio stimulation, just different points of awareness of someone that might say, "You are unworthy of my love. I can't love you. I don't have the ability," is really what they're saying. "I don't have the ability to love you. There, in my scope of my own maturity, I don't know how to provide that for you." Then there's another layer of that conditions, if you will, the conditionality of, "I will love you when," or "I will love you if." Has anyone ever heard that? Or know somebody who's heard that, and you've observed it, and just looking at it going, "Man, that's twisted." How could they not see all the manipulation that's in that big pile of mush that was just handed to them? I can love you if. So thinking about things that I know I've been exposed to in my life, but see if any of these you've ever heard these or seen somebody who's heard these. I could love you if you gained more weight. I could love you if you lost weight. I could love you if you had short hair. I could love you if you had long hair. I could love you if you would give me $10. I could love you if. I could love you if. That's a big two letters. If. Well, let's look at the other one. I can love you when. Like, I'll love you when, let's go back to the weight thing. I will love you when you lose 15 pounds. I will love you when you pass your math test. I will love you when you clean up the kitchen. I will love you when, put your own word in there. Feel that condition? The beauty about the animal kingdom, they don't buy into all of that. They just don't do that. There is a bandwidth of love that they reside within. And that bandwidth of love is so vast and so open and so gracious. It's soft, it's warm. It's a soft breath that you can just ease into. I know either on your television screen, on your phone, your iPad, however you receive news, I know you've watched many, many presentations of animals that have been beaten down, starved. Yet when that animal is given the smallest amount of love, the smallest amount of attention, that animal will walk away from what they knew, step into the new moment, and come forth and say, "I'm going to give you a new chance." So part of what we're going to be weaving through today is that beautiful next chance. Yet there's the bigger part that the animal kingdom said, "We want to just show you how we stand in unconditional love and how we share with you unconditional love. So take a breath. We've already begun working, and we began working actually the moment that you saw the beautiful picture of the horse with arms around, human arms around the horse, but the horse just ears up, head down, eyes closed, heart open. Here I am. Here is what I'm offering you. Can you have what I'm offering you? Now, every once in a while, you will notice that a horse or a dog or a cat or a bird or, you know, whatever the animal of choice is here will come over and nudge the hand that says, hey, you were petting me, you were giving me strokes, you were giving me attention, and you stopped, and I'm just letting you know I want more, want more, want more. That's different. That's, you're already engaged in the conversation, and they're wanting more from you. This that we're talking about, this offering of unconditional love, there's no push, there's no shove, there's no we're going to force it down your throat. The animal kingdom simply stands there. Or let me rephrase that. Instead of the kingdom itself, the animal just stands there or sits there or leans into you and offers. It's up to you, it's up to me, it's up to us individually whether we choose to step into that that's being offered or to go, not now, I don't know how to have what you're offering to me. So take a breath. Take a breath. And let's have an intention right here, right now, with everyone on the call, who's here listening live, and with everyone who will come after we press the stop recording button, that there is a level of havingness that says, I can have what's being offered today, and it's my intention to experience at whatever level I'm aware of right now that I can absorb this level of unconditional love. It's my intention today that I receive, that my cells receive, that I'm able to allow in and integrate this level of unconditional love that's being offered. I'll just take another breath. I'm being brought to aware, even though I said 2022, in the animal world, that means nothing. They go by cycles, you know, the day cycle, you know, the day cycle to the night cycle, the spring cycle to the summer cycle to the fall cycle to the winter cycle. That's how they shift, the cycle of the moon, that's how they shift. It's mating season, it's not mating season. So there's a little bit of a difference of awareness of cycles. So I just have to giggle when I said, welcome to 2022. Oh, here's the other cycle that I'm being told of. It's the cycle to feed me, and the cycle to let's rest cycle. So within that, we have the eat and sleep and play, but we have the just being quiet cycle. So we'll put those over to this side. When I was looking for images for our session today, I pulled up many. I mean, I must have had 30 different images that I was looking at to say, all right, what is the message when we look at unconditional love coming from the animal kingdom? I saw many pictures where the human was all in joy and laughter and the animal was playing, and I thought, well, that's wonderful, and that's play, and that's different than this vibration. So I kept going through my images and weeding them down to, you know, three. And I just sat with those images, and I kept coming back to this one of the horse. And if you've ever had the privilege of being with a horse or donkey, you know, a horse or donkey, llamas I don't tend to get this from, or alpacas, I don't tend to experience this with them. But with horses, if you just walk out into their pasture, into their habitat, or even by the fence where they are, they could be completely across the field. You're not shouting. There's, again, no, hey, come here, I want you. If you just stand there in their presence, just stand there and say hello. Watch what they do. They pick up their head. They cock their ears. But what they're listening for is your vibration, how you're presenting yourself. If you're in a rowdy mood, they may come over because, oh, it's playtime. But the one I want to focus on is if you are in a sad place, if you're in a place where tears are right in your throat, a place of needing to heal, a place of wanting to share a hug, a place of I'm just off a little bit from my center, that place where they can see your aura, they can see your the colors that you present, they can hear the sound vibration you present. So they will look across, and this is not just from a horse, but I'm using them as my example. They will look up at you, they will look at your vibration, and then they don't have to think about it. They walk over, and as they're walking over to your where you're standing or sitting or lying, they start to present their energy at a different tone, a different level. And there is absolutely no agenda. No agenda. And your interaction could last a second, a minute, 10 minutes, an hour. It's not about that. It's about can you have this level of awareness, this level of love that I'm presenting energetically, can you have this? And if you're lucky enough, tactily, the animal that you're communicating with will touch you, physically touch you, that you can feel that embrace. You can feel that embrace. So take a breath. I'd like us to just do a little experiment. Would you have an intention of just going on a journey with me for a second? Allow your eyelids to close. And on one breath, would you be out in the country? And there's a field right out in front of you. And in the field there is, let's just choose one horse. One horse out in the field. But they're far away from you. They're across the field. And would you just energetically, you can say it out loud as well, but energetically, would you say hello? And how would you like to present yourself to this beautiful being, this beautiful horse being? Are you a little sad today? Are you a little, I just want to experience this, I just want to know what this is about? Do you have a curiosity? Could you use a hug? Could you use a muzzle nibble? And I keep hearing, can we use a hug? So again, with no agenda, would you just raise your crown chakra up to the vibration of hello? Soft sky blue, hello. I want you to watch the horse. As you sit at sky blue and watch the horse, would you watch their body language? Watch that head rise, the ears turning. It's like, I see you. I see you, human. and allow that horse to walk right up to you, across the field, walking right up to you, not galloping, not running and sliding to a stop, just walking over to you. It's like, I have something I would like to offer you. I have something I would like to gift you. Now, with a horse, because of how their vision is, if you're standing directly in front of them, they're not going to see you. So stand just to the side, where you are looking predominantly at one eye. And notice how that horse is bumping into you now. It says, I see you, human. I see you, how you're presenting yourself. But here's my gift. I'm simply going to gift you love. And notice what they do with you. Where do they bump into you? Do they put their head in your chest? Do they nuzzle your neck? Do they step in farther so that you can put your arms around their neck if you choose to? At whatever level you can have, would you give yourself permission to simply receive love? And then would you just allow yourself to step back and thank this beautiful horse? And they're going to acknowledge you. They know they're complete with whatever they wanted to give you. And they turn and actually trot away. They have something else. Ooh, something else caught my attention. I did my little human thing. And they're gone. But would you validate yourself? It's like, wow, okay. I saw this beautiful being. You can allow your eyelids to open again. I saw this beautiful being. I put myself in a place where I wanted to receive. I allowed myself to receive. And I simply brought my crown up to hello, sky blue. Everybody loves a hello. So let's go into a different scenario. This scenario is one I experience with cats more than I experience with dogs. Dogs like to come up and just flop on you. It's like, hey, I'm ready, flop. They just flop on you. Or it's like, wait a second, I know you need to laugh. I know you need to giggle. And they just do silly, 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 silly things, and they push their nose everywhere. And in their craziness, they are giving you love. They're giving you play. They're giving you joy. They're sharing that moment. It's very, very different than how the horse presented itself. Yet at the same time, I have seen dogs do this, where they will come up to you, they'll find your heart, and rest their chin on your heart so that their heart is open to your heart and their chin is up on your shoulder. We're going to come back to the dog because they said they want to go run around for a little bit right now and they're going to exhaust themselves and they'll come back into our presence. But I'm being shown a bunch of kitties, a bunch of cats. And cats have a way of, they'll find you, you'll be sitting down, they'll find you, and they'll come over and want to lay on your lap, if you will, or lay beside you. But they'll circle, 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 so they find the exact places they want their paw and their butt and whatever. And they'll sit down, but they haven't let go yet. They haven't shared with you yet. So would you allow your eyelids to close? And would you find your most comfortable sitting place? It might be on your bed with your pillows tucked under your knees or behind your head or on your lap, or it might be on your couch, or you have a favorite chair. It might be outside. Where's your favorite place to sit? And here comes this beautiful cat. He says his name is Roscoe, and he's more like a Maine Coon. He's a very large cat. But he would like to show you something. Roscoe. So Roscoe's reading your energy right now. And again, they see in pictures, but they're looking at your aura. So again, would you allow your crown chakra at the top of your head to be that hello, that sky blue? Would you allow Roscoe to come up and see where he would like to position himself around you? And say hello, receive his hello back. And allow him to find his place. And just let his body down. Now I want you to just observe. I don't want you to do anything, I just want you to observe. Can you match your breathing to Roscoe's breathing? Notice he's alert. And he's starting to vibrate. There's a vibration that's not quite a purr yet, but there's a vibration happening here. Would you have an intention of matching his vibration? And notice as you simply allow yourself to be in the same space he is, notice how on his next breath, he releases a little bit of how the body's connected. I would more term it like tension, but he's saying how the body's connected. And he's asking for each of us to, again, match his vibration that he's sending out, match his breathing. And then he's going to show us again another layering of him releasing the connection of the body. And just notice how the body goes limp. And now take another breath, and he is actually going to show us what happens when he goes into what he calls his Z time. You may hear him have a soft little snore. But on his next breath, he's going to let go. He's going to, what he says, release all his connectivity to the body. And I want you to observe and notice how the elasticity of the body releases. It's like you could pick his body up and it would be completely limp. No structure there. And can you allow yourself in this space right here where the softness, the vulnerability, can you allow yourself to share this space of just relaxing in and letting go and receiving? And now he's shifting into a purr, and there's huge healing that comes on this purr, but there's, again, no agenda here, just pure pure love, pure love. And would you be on that sound vibration of the purr, allowing yourself to unconditionally receive the unconditional love that's being unconditionally shared with you right now. You can have as much of the purr as you choose. You can have as much of the vibration as you choose. You can have as much of the healing that you choose. You can have as much of the fill in the blank that you choose that's being offered to you right now from this being that is completely limp next to your human body. I offer you unconditional love. There you go. There you go. And Roscoe says he would like to move on, so he's going to wake up, if you will. He's going to put structure, connectivity is his word. He's going to put the connections back together. So we would look at it at the muscles connect to the joints, connect to the sinew. And he's going to shift his fur first. So you may see the vibration of the little, all the fur just kind of twitching. And that lets the skin know, hey, we're connected again. And then the breathing's going to change. And then the stretching happens. Nice cat stretch. He may or may not acknowledge you again. But would you acknowledge him? Would you thank him for what you received? But thank him for the demonstration. And then allow him to walk away from you. It looks like he's walking away from all of us to the left. He's moving on to the left. There you go. And take a breath. Open your eyes again. Just shake your body out. And notice how different you are right now in this space. We've been in class together for maybe a half an hour. But notice the difference between how your body feels right now from receiving without an agenda. Just receiving unconditional love, vast love, healing love, joyful love. Now, we're going to go back to the doggies because doggies crack me up. And doggies are pure joy. I mean, they're just, you could literally walk in the door and it's like, hey, you want to play? Hey, you want to play? Hey, we got my ball. Hey, you want to play? Let's go outside and play. Oh, food? Okay, play? Food, food, play, 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 food, 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 play. There's a one-track mind, food. And then there's a one-track mind, play. And then after all of the food has been explored and after all of the play has been explored, then you might get a, okay, it's time to nap. Anybody experience that with dogs? Crack me up. But let's go for, it looks like we got little Scooter here. Little Scooter wants to show you how Scooter is going to share unconditional love. Scooter's a puppy. Unconditional love. And it is funny. It is funny. Because there's puppy breath, there's number one. That's definitely going to get you out of wherever you thought you were. You could have had the hardest day, the most stressful day. Maybe you just came out of an exam or had a presentation at work or whatever your day looked like. The plumber was here and you had water backed up. You could have the most stressful day. And here comes puppy breath. And let's not forget puppy farts because they're more intense than puppy breath. But then there's that little wiggle, the little wiggle of the body that is just so freaking exciting and cute. And it's just, you just cannot stop giggling and laughing in the abundant joy and the unconditional goofiness, the unconditional love that this little being is presenting. And he really thinks that he's being serious. And we're looking at it going, oh my God, what a dork, what a dolt, what a goofy, goofy puppy, right? Puppy. But the cool part about this beautiful dog being is he never loses that puppy. No matter how old he gets, no matter if he's 18 and just getting ready to cross over the bridge, the rainbow bridge, there's still that element of, I have unconditional love for you. I'm going to share unconditional love with you. And I'm going to do it in such a way that I'm just going to be annoyingly cute, annoyingly loving. I'm going to be with you by your side, your loyal friend. And whenever you need to give a hug, whenever you need to cry, whenever you need to laugh, I'm going to be your buddy. You can bury your face in my fur. So would you grab a big old armful of this beautiful puppy, Scooter? Scooter, Skeeter, Skeeter, Scooter. Scoot, Scoot, Scoot. He's just all over the place. And would you allow him to lick your face and share his puppy breath with you? And then watch that joy that's in the eyes. Watch that joy light up. And notice that as you are in the vibration of joy and happy and the giggles, that whatever you were feeling rises up. It just rises up like effervescence. If you've ever like opened a can of 7-Up, I just remember 7-Up, you pop that lid and it's fizzy, fizzy, fizzy everywhere. But it's up, right? Everything rises. With doggies, everything rises. Everything rises. Everything rises. There we go. And, of course, the attention span is already gone, so puppies are getting ready to squirm away. It's like, ha, 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 food, 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 ball, 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 where's my ball? Would you just allow this puppy to move out of your presence? And on your next breath, would you allow us to be right at the ocean? Beautiful day out in the water. And would you allow us to be in the ocean? Or if you need to, is be on the bank, but your feet are in the water. And here comes a beautiful dolphin. Very highly intelligent beings. And would you allow this dolphin to come up and greet you, say hello? And he says his name is Fa. Fa. And would you allow him to squee? And would you allow him to show you how he demonstrates unconditional love? For you, he may be doing a tail dance. He may go up and spin. He may just be right by your feet if you're dangling your feet in the water. But notice how he gets your attention. Again, he looks at you with one eye, puts one eye down in the water, takes his nose and nudges you with his nose, and the squee that comes out, and fa, fa. And the unconditional love. And now he's going to shift into sonar. And I would like you to, whatever you think you're still holding on to, I would like you to just allow it to be presented as the sonar comes into every cell of your being. And the sonar vites penetrates into the cells. And it's like wave after wave after wave after wave after wave, penetrating, 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 as deep, whatever cells are the deepest, the blood cells, the muscular cells, the bone cells, all the different cells that travel something this way, that receive something that way, that explore, that absorb, that expel. We got cells that do every absolute possible job. But would you bring all of them up to that vibration of the sonar? And the beautiful play, the beautiful absolute joy that is presented here in this moment, unconditionally. I'm just here sharing all that I am, all that I know with you. And now he's getting a little funny. He's going to do some tail smacks so that you can be splashed with water so you giggle. And he sees his pod, and he's going, bye, you know, thank you, slap, slap, slap. Would you let him swim off into further out into the water to meet the rest of his pod, his group? And as you're sitting there, either on the side with your feet in the water or standing in the ocean where you can stand, you can see down, notice who else comes up to you. What other beings, water beings, come up to you, move between your legs, nibble on your toes, come to show you, hey, I'm just sharing unconditionally with you. I have no agenda. I just noticed maybe I see that you have something interesting on your skin and I just want to nibble it a little bit. Maybe you have an amazing turtle that came up. But I'm seeing, if you look around, look at all the birds that are coming now into your awareness. Some of them are landing on the water right next to you. Some of them are walking in the water up to you, behind you, around you. All because they see the unconditional love and just want to be in the presence of love. I'm here to give love. I'm here to receive love. Right here, right now. Can you have what I am offering? Can I join with you in the love that you have so I can take a little of the human with me? Unconditional love. And then would you make your way out of the water? Let's walk away from the beach. There's a little trail over here to the side. Would you take the trail? Would you just walk for a bit till we're into more dense forest, if you will, more dense trees? Just one breath. Let's be right in the middle of a forest. And in the forest, there's a little bit of a clearing. Would you just find another place to sit? Again, at that sky blue hello. And would you just put out the intention, I wish to know more about unconditional love. And would you open your awareness and notice who steps in to your presence? Maybe you have a badger, a fox, a moose, chipmunk, beetle, raccoon, bunny. Snake, lizard, butterfly, dragonfly, worm, deer, bear, wolf. Crow, woodpecker. Who is, ooh, owl. That was cute. Who? Notice all of the amazing beings that are stepping in saying, I'm here to share unconditionally in the vibration of love unconditionally with you. Would you, as the human, allow yourself to receive unconditionally the love that is being offered? and they together with you would like to do something. So would you just notice who you have your awareness on, who stepped into your circle to join with you in your circle? And they would like to join together with you to send unconditional love to those who are in bondage, is how they're looking at it. They're showing this. So those who are in shelters, those who are in cages, is how I'm being shown. So let's just, if you have a specific place that you know of animals that are in cages, and I don't mean you have a gerbil that's in your cage in your home. I'm being shown those that are in what should have been a large habitat, and they're in a 3x3 box. Those who are in a shelter, like a humane society type deal. Those who are in bondage, right? And together, we have an intention of taking this level of unconditional love that we've all been sitting in and sharing. The animal kingdom would like to join with us. And on the sound of ooh, like ooh, long ooh, would you tone that in the room that you're in, that ooh sound, and allow all this unconditional love from the human on the sound of ooh, from the animals, they're all going to make their own sound that they make, to share this level of unconditional love with those that are behind the bondage bar, is what I'm being shown. That no matter what the circumstances are, that those beings that are on the other side of the bar, the fence, can feel this level of unconditional love and can allow themselves to release some of the connectivity that held their body together. Not that they're going to cross a bridge, just that they can let go of their rigidity in their selves and allow some letting go so that they can receive this unconditional love that you are offering right now. And notice that as you offer this unconditional love, that there is a quieting that happens in the shelter. Like all the dogs stop barking, all the kitties stop meowing, all the birds stop chirping because they realize something very special is happening right now. Would you continue to send them, share with them this love, unconditional love, no agenda. Not saying I'm going to offer this so you get adopted, none of that. We're just offering them love on the sound of ooh. And our color sky blue. Would you just hold this vibration as each of those amazing beings allow themselves to absorb this that you just shared with them, allowing them to have permission to receive and to integrate the level of love that you just offered them. notice the difference between, like, when we want to absorb, we have to think about it, you know, and we have to put it in a place. Notice the animals don't do that. Notice they just, oh yeah, I want that. And they instantaneously start weaving in. You notice that? They're weaving in. They're weaving through. They're weaving around. They're allowing themselves to have all this that you are giving them. And as they integrate, would you allow yourself to take a step back so that they can have this space for themselves? And would you look to see if there's any other place you would like to visit, that you would like to know more about unconditional love, or that you would like to give and participate in unconditional love? Remember, it doesn't have to be serious. You don't have to have your eyes closed. In the moment, and it doesn't have to be a long session, just in the moment, unconditional love. And we visited many different beings on this time together. Who would you like to go back and have another visit with right now? There's one who you didn't feel like you completed what you wanted to share with. Maybe it was in the forest. Maybe it was in the water. Maybe it was out in a field or sitting in a chair. On one breath, would you take yourself back into that moment with that being, and would you allow yourself to continue to receive with them unconditionally, unconditional love with them right now, to give to them, to receive from them, together in unity, unconditional love? Would you thank them and bring this to a close, thanking them for what they've offered freely, given freely, shared freely? Would you bring your awareness back into your room where you're sitting right now? Just open your eyes, wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. Notice how your body feels the same or feels different. And can you allow yourself to have what you received today? Can you allow yourself to have this unconditional love given freely to you? Thank you so much for joining with us today in this wonderful session of Animal Channel. And we're going to leave you right here, and we will see everyone join back together on the second Saturday in February, February 12th. Until then, have a blessed day. Bye, everyone.